It's 16 past nine. This is your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio and Racing HQ. Let's go to Melbourne and catch up with Godolphin trainer John O'Shea. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
You've been down there to have a look at Contributor. How's he settled in?
Yeah, he got off the track going, feeling really well, and had a little bit of a trot around the bull ring. And, we're really happy with him.
Well, that's the main thing. I looked at all sorts of different markets this morning, and he's right up high in the Cox plate, which is the ultimate goal. And I guess that's why you're very keen to go there next week for the Darto Tench in Nam.
Yeah, I just want to give him a look at the valley and acquaint himself with it. And hopefully that'll stand us in good stead, for the latter part of the spring.
Johnny, you're one that you might take him there next Tuesday when they gallop?
He'll definitely go next Tuesday.
Yeah. And that gives you another look, doesn't it?
Yeah. Just put him to the side, Dave. I think he'll have a nice gallop there on Tuesday, and then we're looking forward to taking him there on race day, mate.
I thought you'd be able to do two or three things at
same
time.
Sorry, Andrew, I'm just watching some horses start up in front of me. But,
no, that's all right. Just explain, so the process, just while we're talking to you and what you're doing right now, you've completed your Melbourne track work, and after track work, you like trotting them up and having a look at them?
I look at every horse in the yard. So yep. They brought them out and trot them up for me, and if there's anything that's given a grumble or we're not happy with, well, we can all discuss it.
Okay.
Put it on the radar, yeah. So right we're doing on. That process as we speak.
Right now. All right, so Contributor goes to the Valley next Tuesday for a look and then runs in the Darto Tench in Nam. Is James going down there that day?
No, Dwayne Dunn will ride him.
Dwayne Dunn. So I guess that's the difficulty sometimes where you've got to mix it up.
Well, Max got a big day in Sydney.
Yeah.
And he's been, he hasn't been steering him real straight lately, so try and get him back into a nice rhythm in Sydney, I think. And we've got a lovely book of rides for him there next week. He'll ride a Rocky, Hartnell, Ottoman, so he's got a full day and some very important rides.
I understand. All right, so Dwayne Dunn to take the ride, and the main thing is that he's settled in, and that's the really good thing about it. The Golden Rose picture, John, if I can just run through and you can tell me what you're thinking with the Golden Rose, and this is the Godolphin runners in the order of entry. Otto Man?
I think we'll just keep it a filly.
Yep.
She'll run next Saturday, but I wouldn't think she'd run. Oh, she won't run the Golden Rose.
Yep, okay. Furnaces?
He's coming to Melbourne on Friday evening and he'll run in the McEwen.
Okay, so we can take him out. Caliverite?
She's going to run against the fillies next Saturday, Saturday week, and then probably come down to Melbourne and run in the Champagne.
Okay, so there's a few that there. Tarquin is one that you told me earlier in the morning we're not going to see this spring.
Yeah, he just hurt himself in his box. He actually bruised his backside of all places, Andrew. And look, it won't be a long-term issue. He's just going to have a couple of weeks convalescence, but it's put him out of play in terms of the time frame of the spring. And we might just get him going for the latter part of the spring and he can have a little run somewhere and just keep his eye in and then he'll be back in the autumn.
Okay. What about Shards?
Well, Shards, I'm probably just inclined to run him next week in the Ming Dynasty. And then we'll see. But, I thought he would be unlikely. We would run him as a 1,500 set weight Stan Fox. And it would probably be the race for him after the Ming Dynasty, and then we'll see, hopefully it'll be a Guineas horse,
Okay. Obviously, the two that are there on the weekend and in the run to the Rose, am I reading it right, Exosphere and Holler, they're the ones that you'd like to get in there?
Yeah, well, they're the two that we thought, we seeded them up and thought, in terms of the distance range, they would suit best, and, traditionally, the Golden Rose is a race that's run with a little bit of fire out of the track, and, both horses are confident in wet ground, so we might get there to a fast run hard track, which probably won't suit us. But at this stage, that's just thinking behind those two. And I expect both horses to run relatively well on Saturday, to be fair.
Yeah, look, it's a smallish field. We've got Chris's horses, Japanese, obviously, that's got that winter form there, and that fitness.
Oh, look, irrespective of the the fact that he's been racing, he's got the race fitness. I think he's just a very good horse. He's got a record now that says he is, and got a good racing pattern that, you know, makes him hard to beat. So we're going to have to be right at the top of our game to be competitive against him on Saturday.
The other one that's number 25 in the rows is Antalukin.
Yeah, look, just had a couple of little setbacks during the early part of her prep. She popped a splint and then had a little temp there about a month ago. So she's ended up sort of behind the eight ball in terms of where she's at. So going to trial on Friday and then toddle down to Melbourne and probably run the Cat Dentees in about a fortnight's time.
Okay, so looking at those trials tomorrow, you've got a few going there, haven't you?
Got a strong team of horses in tomorrow. You know, Painted Firetail is probably one that, you know, we've got a very high opinion of and looking forward to seeing her back, and she seems to have improved since her two-year-old year. So, yeah, she's lovely, Billy.
And that's her second trial tomorrow, so she'll be getting... I've seen her name a few times, but so that's the first one. So she's likely to have a couple.
No, we're going to get off the races, Andrew.
Get
started.
Righto. Saturday, I want to let you go, but just one on Melbourne Demonstrate. Had no luck at all at Caulfield. You're going back there on the weekend.
Yeah, well, he won't get held up on Saturday. He's drawn barrier 11. No. He was very frightfully unlucky the other day, and not Patrick's fault. Just it was a slowly run race and very congested race. He just never got out. It's pretty well documented he should have won. And he steps up a little bit in grade on Saturday, but he's in tremendous order. And if he can get a little bit of luck, I'm sure he'll run well again. He's run well all preparation. He's sixth run of the prep, and he's been very, very competitive all his prep. So he's quite a talented young horse.
All right, I'll let you go and do your full-time job, mate. Thanks for joining us and giving us those updates.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, Andrew.
Good on you, John. John O'Shea there, looking at horses and giving us some updates. So Dwayne Dunn gets the ride on Contributor in the Dato Tan Chin Nam Saturday week at Moonee Valley. Clary Connors is joining us. Clary, you're still getting over Decision Times win?
Yes. Yeah, we're all right.
And I reckon you should be, too. Gee, I was sitting at home and I was... so glad. I wanted to be there to give you a hug, Clary, because it was one of those where you've done so much work with the horse to get back.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, a lot of personal satisfaction of getting in there and having faith in the horse all this time and keeping the owner, talking him into keeping faith with the horse also, you know.
How's he come through it?
Wouldn't know John Leon.
Yeah, yeah. It's marvellous horses. Sometimes we rush them and sometimes they tell us they don't want to be rushed, do they, you know?
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, I've got the reputation of a two-year-old trainer and half the time the horses shouldn't even be in the stable, you know?
Yeah.
But what do you do? The races are there. They're worth millions of dollars. And if you're not there to compete with them, well, people don't want to know you.
Yeah, no, exactly. What do you want to do with him next?
Yeah, it's hard races for him. The Concord's on in a couple of weeks' time. He won that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's back to 1,000 metres, though, and I didn't want to go back. I wanted to get up to 1,200, that's why he won the 1,200, and he could control what he'd done with the speed and everything else. So, probably be the Concord, I suppose. I don't know what the sort of horse you can't put him out because it takes too long to get going again. And, you know, and he's 8 years old.
Yeah, no, exactly. But, no, well done to you and everyone there. It was a great team effort. Look to the stars. What are we doing there with this three-year-old filly, Clary?
Yeah, this weather's not going to help me much. He's going to trial tomorrow here at White Farm.
Yeah.
And run the week after in the, I think it's the Curio Stakes now.
Yep.
The track's going to be pretty heavy tomorrow, so, you know, you don't want to be doing much and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing is much easier with horses.
No, well, we've gone through, like, we've had 6 or 7 weeks of not a cloud in the sky virtually, and then it just dumped on us.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
And, they don't know if they're going to be on the pro ride here at Warwick Farm or the grass. So, one's good and the other one's going to be pretty heavy. So, I don't know.
Yeah. If you're running the Furious, obviously it would be a backup to the Golden Rose. So, is that out the Rose?
Yes, no, we haven't looked at the Rose at all. We're just doing the Philly series.
Yep. Yep, no, understand.
Going that way. She's not ready for that.
No, I understand. Given that she's got that form out of Brisbane, Blueberry Hill we rate highly, and we know how good Prestapen can be in Sagarone, and you ran third to that pair in the JJ Atkins at a mile. Do you feel it's mile and maybe a bit further this prep or not?
Yeah, well, I'm sure the mile's not going to worry her. I think when she ran third in the Atkins, I think that was her best run of her whole career.
Yeah.
The boy had to make a decision on it, and I don't think it was the right decision at the time, because he was back and he sort of took off at the 700. He went around the whole field and sort of nearly hitting the front of the top of the straight. Well, they run into the last little bit, but I think she was gulling in defeat. I was tickled pink with my horse, and I'm sure the mile's not going to worry her anyhow. Whether we go further, as you know, you can do it against your own age and own sex.
Yep.
As a three-year-old, you might be able to do it with other fillies. All depends on who's how strong they are that season.
Yeah, and who's around and what she's looking like at that stage. I know I spoke to you off air a couple of weeks ago. You were going to offer the ride to Luke Tarrant, who rode the horse in Brisbane. Has he come back to you yet?
Yes, he's happy to come down and ride the horse, yes.
Yeah, that's good. I think that tells us. And he's a good kid. I know he's had his problems of late, but, gee, he knows how to ride.
Yeah, horses didn't go very well for him. And, you know, the owners thought he handled this filly quite well and, something I might be able to ride like two or three times. You know, I can't get the big riders. You know, they're tied down the big stable. So I'm just trying to do the best for the horse and the owners, that's all.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, mate, just before I let you go, Montero on Saturday in that seventh race, it wasn't too bad the other day.
Yeah, his runs have been okay. He kept getting home and... Jason just went to flick the whip to hit him with the whip, and then threw it clean out of his hand.
exactly.
So he went all right, and the 1400 now is sort of what he wants too.
Yeah, understand. All right, mate. Good look. Well done with decision time, and we look forward to seeing that trial tomorrow if it goes ahead there. Wherever you run it with, look to the stars.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Clary. Clary Connors joining us there. Damien Brown's joining us from Brisbane. He's got some good news. Damien, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Spoke to you probably 3 or 4 weeks ago now. You were a bit dicey at the time, but you went back to the doctors yesterday and got the clearance.
Yeah, look, obviously very happy to get a clearance. The first week or two, he only wants me riding one or two a meeting, but it's a start, and it's better than nothing.
Exactly. How's the body settled down?
It's a lot better than what it was 3 weeks ago. I was sort of wasn't too sure whether I was ever going to get it right a few weeks ago, but it seems to have been on the mend of late, and very close to 100% now.
Well, that's what you want. You've got to get out there and sort of, your first rides will be Saturday?
Yeah, I'm just going to have one at the Sunshine Coast up here just to give it a bit of a test run and put a bit of pressure on. It'll be the first real pressure outside of track work that I've put on it, so we'll do that on Saturday and see how we pull up from there.
The knees are so important, aren't they? That's where you get a fair bit of pressure coming through. You're urging the horse along, and you need that right knee to be, 99.9, 100% right.
Yeah, certainly right. There is obviously a lot of pressure on the knees, probably more so than any other part of the body. So, if they are no good, well, it's going to affect your riding.
Yeah, exactly. Have you been riding sort of track work a couple of times a week since we last spoke, just to... Or did the doctor say, just give it a little break?
No, I've been riding work for nearly 3 weeks now. But as I say, it's not real race day pressure, but it seems to be holding up with what I've been putting it through so far.
Well, that's good. You would have seen Buffering have that exhibition gallop last Saturday. That would have helped to kick you along too, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly. He looked like he was full of enthusiasm, the old boy. So hopefully we've got more in store for him.
Yeah, exactly. All right, mate. We consistently get calls, particularly on a Monday on Punters Postmortem, where's Damien Brown? So I hope those listeners are tuned to Sky Sports Radio this morning. We'll see you at the Sunny Coast with one ride, and I hope it builds up over time, Damien.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, mate. Damien Brown joining us there from Queensland. By the way, the Australian Turf Club Board, my understanding is that they have a position that they've now decided upon on the future of the Kensington track. We know that this is a track in recent times that have been hosting three or four trials per session. Well, my understanding is that the board have now made their decision on what they'd like to do with the Kensington track. It now needs to be ticked off by Racing New South Wales, which we understand could occur shortly, and then an announcement will be made. So the future of the Kensington track, I think, will be known in a very short time what the plan is there. As we've been talking about this week on Racing HQ, it's the first TAB meeting at Tuncurry on Saturday. And joining us this morning, and we're talking to different people this week, is Rick Hafner. Rick is the track manager for the new course at Tuncurry. When I say new for a TAB meeting. Good morning to you, Rick.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. It's an exciting week for the community up there.
Oh, it certainly is, Andrew, yes. It's our first TAB meeting. It's been a long time in the coming.
Now, they tell me, Rick, how long have you been there?
11 and a half years I've been employed here.
Yeah, so in the time, we mentioned this is the first TAB meeting, but the non-TABs, how have they gone, Rick?
Yeah, they've been excellent, mate. They've been going for about 5 years now,
yep.
I think.
Yep.
Just off the top of my head. Excellent crowds, mate. We seem to draw a very, very good crowd, especially over holiday seasons.
There, that's the main thing. But just talking with a couple of people in the last few days there, it just seems to be that the local interest, the community want this to happen Saturday.
Yeah, for sure, mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's looking forward to it.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the track, Rick. As you say, you've been there for 11 and a half years, and talking with people, they tell me you're very proud of what we'll be seeing on Saturday.
Yes, mate. Yeah, it's as probably no Tuncurry's based on all to sand base. So it just takes a little bit of different care, but it's our growth rate now is well on excellent, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually shaping up quite well.
Yeah. And so with the sand base, I don't know, you tell me, what's the weather been like the last week going into this week?
Mate, we had 18 mils of rain Sunday and Monday.
Yep.
Which was just what the doctor ordered. We've just come through a couple of frosts, you know, so it's still a little bit yellow.
Yeah,
we've still got good growth there now, and it's just starting to kick again now. So
yeah, yeah.
Come Saturday, she should be just about spot on.
Spot on, yeah. Well, that's good. And I guess the facilities and the track itself are all just being polished off by all the volunteers.
Mate, yeah, we've got a great band of volunteers. You can probably hear a few of them in the background.
Yeah.
No, they do a lot of work for us. We start out with just a few blokes doing our potholes and that, you know, and it's led on now. We've got blokes that just come in and whippersnip and mow and, you know.
Do everything.
We'd be in a bit of trouble without them, I'd say.
How many people, like you mentioned, the track work, how often, I mean, do horses gallop there regularly? Do trainers go there?
Yeah, so we've got twice a week we have fast work.
Yep.
Yeah, we've got one trainer, he operates on site.
Yep.
We've got two stable complexes. That's Terry Evans. He operates out of here.
Yeah, yeah, Terry,
and,
yeah.
Another mob, the Feegan brothers, that just float theirs in.
Yeah.
In Abiac.
Well, I reckon the area just can't wait for it. As we've been telling our listeners during the week, it'll be seen on Sky Racing on Saturday. You'll hear it here on Sky Sports Radio. Tuncurry, the inaugural TAB meeting. We're looking forward to it all. I know the final fields come out later this afternoon. We're looking at maybe six or seven races.
Yeah, there's a fair few nominations in it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a great kick. And this is your first one, and then you've got another one on Saturday, September 12, another spring fling meeting. And as we've been saying this week, coastal racing at its best this week at Tuncurry. Yeah. Rick, good luck. I hope it's a really terrific day for you, mate.
Okay, thank you very much, Andrew.
Good on
thank
you. Rick yourself. Hafner. Good on you, mate. Rick Hafner, the track manager at Tuncurry. 26 to 10.